Watch out for that table.
Uh-huh, I see it.
Gee, I don't know how your mother is going to get all this stuff in that little apartment.
Well, you've never seen the inside of her handbag.
Heavy?
Yes, but no heavier than other boxes you've watched us carry.
Would you mind licking this stamp?
Can't you lick that yourself?
Not with chocolate on my tongue.
Where'd you get the chocolate?
It's the funniest thing. I found a whole box in the back of your closet.
I was going to give that to Kate for Valentine's Day.
Oh, Willie, that's sweet.
He ate the whole box.
Whining's not going to bring it back.
Willie, it's all right. I mean, maybe he forgot the... He did. He forgot the second layer.
Uh-huh. Right. I only licked those. Great. Now nobody can eat them.
That to me. I'll put it over here with the rest of Grandma's things.
Kate, am I mistaken? Or is that a cat stretcher?
It's an oar.
Or what?
Alf, why are you sending a ham to Sally Field?
It's my Valentine to her.
I don't think we should send any more meats to celebrities.
Anyone could send shrimp.
Am I wearing a sign that says, kick me?
No, but that could be arranged. Will he get the staple gun?
I am in no mood for you.
What a coincidence.
What's the matter, Mom?
I'm just furious. They haven't finished painting my apartment yet. I can't move in until tomorrow, so I'll have to stay here for tonight.
What's the good news?
Send that thing to its room.
You're off my ham list, lady.
Okay, you can come in now. They put the chicken in the yard.
Mom, what are you doing?
This guy, my new neighbor, he insisted on coming along with me to help me move things.
Well, Mom, he's not going to believe that we have a chicken.
Well, fine. Tell him the truth. We have an alien.
Get in that hen house. Shoo, shoo.
Hi, Fescue.
I'm Willie Tanner. Nice to meet you. Hi.
Oh, no, that's what your grass is. Hi, Fescue.
Oh, yeah, that's the name of the grass we planted last year. I thought your name was Hi, Fescue.
Oh, no. That would be silly. My name is Wizard Deaver. It really is.
Oh, well, this is my daughter, Kate.
Hi, Kate.
How do you do?
Her son, Brian.
Say hi, Bri.
Hi, Wizard.
Hi. I hope you don't mind that I'm helping your mother get settled.
Oh, no, not at all.
And do you mind if I move in with her?
I mind.
How about if I get some of these boxes and get out of here? Well, it's nice meeting all of you.
Yeah. I hope to see you at the wedding.
Oh, Mom, he's really darling.
What a nice guy. Yeah. Dorothy, where'd you ever find him?
Under my sink.
Dorothy.
He was fixing my garbage disposal. I haven't been able to shake him since.
Does Bob Hope still have teeth?
Alf, forget it.
You're right. A man his age shouldn't be eating pork.
Bartender said I was talking to the duck.
Oh, gee, Wizard, you got a great sense of humor.
Most people don't get that joke. Dorothy didn't.
I got it. I just didn't think it was funny.
I know, and I wanted to make it up to you. I hope you won't think me presumptuous.
Well, if that means pushy, then yes, I do.
Well, in that case, these are for you.
Oh, how lovely. Not that I wouldn't have taken them, but
then I'll give them to you.
Why don't we divide them up?
I'll put them in water.
What's left to be moved?
What? My suitcase here and just those things over there.
Ah, who's clarinet? I used to fool around with one of these things.
Well, just don't fool around with this one, okay? This belonged to my husband.
Hey, I can dig it. Man's axe is sacred.
Wizard, Deaver, and the Whiz Tones.
Right.
You used to play that club on Juniper Street? What was the name of that?
Club Juniper.
This is one of the greatest clarinetists who ever lived.
Well, I was no Steve Allen.
Gee, I wish I could hear you play sometime, Wizard.
Hey, I'll dig out my clarinet. I'll bring Dorothy over some night, and we'll have a little jam session.
What night?
Tonight.
I'm busy. Doing what, Mom?
Well, we have to divide the flowers. And then we're going to butcher the chicken.
We have got to go to a hockey game sometime.
I'll look in the season tickets.
Seriously, I caught the game on the tube last night. Fantastic. Skating, shooting the puck, hitting each other with sticks. It's just like Clane Ball. Except in Clane Ball, there's no skating or puck.
A pickle. You?
No, thank you.
I meant, did you do this?
Yeah.
Your ham came back. Insufficient postage.
How much does it cost to mail a ham in this state?
Well, Al, you sent it fourth class.
So? On Melmac, we had first class, second class, fish, and ham.
I think we lost fish and ham when the postage rates went up.
Oh, Mom, Whizzer called.
All right, Whizzer Man.
Hello, to most of you.
I wouldn't take that, Willie.
Mom, what if I had you and Whizzer over for dinner? Very casual, just potluck.
Honey, Mr. Deaver is a nice guy, but I am not, repeat, not interested in a relationship.
Dorothy, I'd like to say something about this. And I don't mean to be too critical, but you're saving yourself for a corpse.
Ow!
Well, she is. And I'm not the only one who thinks so.
What do you mean?
I talked to Sparky.
You talked to my husband?
I guess I never mentioned my ability to contact the dead.
I think we would have remembered that.
Everyone on Melmac could do it. Sometimes we'd just sit around after dinner, and if there was nothing good on TV, we'd chat with the dead.
You never talk to Sparky.
You don't believe me? Then I'll prove it. Sparky's favorite food was French toast with gravy, right?
Did you tell him that?
No.
And you didn't tell me that Sparky called her Dodo either.
Oh, Dodo.
Yep. He always said, I hope my Dodo finds somebody else. Oh, yeah, he also thought the funeral was very tasteful.
Al, this really isn't very funny.
Now, just wait a minute. I want to know how Alf knows all this.
I told you. I talked to him.
All right, then prove it.
Oh, Mom.
Please, let me talk to him.
When?
Now. Tonight.
Well, it's been a while. I mean, I can't guarantee anything. The smog here is so thick.
Oh, yeah. Oh, then you wouldn't be able to, I suppose, right?
All right. We'll chat with the dead.
Are you sure this is all right to wear to a seance?
Oh, looks fine. Maybe you should tuck your blouse in.
What difference does it make what you wear? I guess it does make a difference.
Dorothy, they may be dead, but they're not blind.
That is my scarf and my earring.
There are no possessions in the realm of the dead.
Come on, let's get this over with.
Keep your shirt on. You haven't talked to the guy in 10 years. 2 more minutes won't kill you.
Oh, I went to 3 stores. Alpha, everybody was out of black candles.
What is this, National Seance Day? All right, these'll have to do.
Isn't that our goldfish bowl?
Yeah.
Where's our goldfish?
He's fine. Oh, by the way, nobody flushed the toilet.
Our goldfish bowl is on the table, and our goldfish is in the toilet. Obviously, you know what you're doing.
Thank you. All right, folks, sit down.
Oh, where is Brian?
Small price to pay for contacting the dead. Let's move on. Somebody want to hit those lights?
Yeah.
Incidentally, I'll be the only one asking questions.
Why you?
What did I just say? Now, if you'll all join hands and close your eyes. All the way, Willie.
I'm sorry.
I'm going into a trance now.
You don't have to make rude noises.
That's all right, I don't mind.
Come on, get on with this. I'm nervous enough already.
We're moving on. Hello. Hello. I'm trying to reach Sparky. What was your last name again?
Halligan.
Sparky, come in. It's me, Gordon. Gordon Shumway.
Gordon, is that you?
I don't believe this.
Sparky, yo, what's the good word?
Can't complain. Death's been good to me.
Oh, my God, that sounds just like him.
It sounds like Teddy Ruxpin.
That's what Dad sounded like.
Sparky, I'm sitting right here. Next to the Widow Halligan.
My little dodo?
Sparky, is this really you?
Quiet. Can we let the deceased get a word in edgewise? Sparky, talk to Dorothy. Give us a sign. We left the 7.
That's Sparky, then. He always left the 7. Oh, sweetheart, it's you.
He's up there.
It's you.
Mom, let's not be too hasty.
I believe your father was talking. We only have a few seconds left, Sparky. Tell Dodo what you told me the other day.
Dodo. If you should meet a man you like, well, go for it.
Oh, Sparky, I don't know what to say.
As I was saying this morning...
What does that mean?
It means the seance is over. Hit the lights. Break out the refreshments. And no questions, please. I'm still in a trance.
You're going to be in a coma if this is what I think it is. This is my new tape recorder.
Tape recorder?
Wait, I can explain.
So can I. You're a fraud.
All right, Alf, out with it, and we want the truth.
The truth is, not all of what you just saw is real.
This is a real fine hole in our dining room table.
Where was I supposed to put the flashlight? By the way, did that work for you?
I would like to know something. Where did you get all this information about my life?
Easy, I went through your things. I thought it would make you feel better about going out with the wizard.
Look, I have... I've had it up to here with Whizzer. Just let me tell you something, Buster. I don't need any help from you or anybody else in how to live my life, okay? Now, when one of you has time, one of you can give me a ride to my apartment.
No, Mom, wait. You are in big trouble.
You know, for what you paid, you could have gotten a better tape recorder.
It was on sale.
Hey, wait a minute. What about those refreshments? I made little cookies in the shape of Sparky.
Jack Rabbit Courier. Package for Dorothy Halligan.
Oh. Oh, no!
Whoa, what a rough trip. It's like being sent ham class.
Just get out of here.
Dorothy, please. I came all the way over here to talk to you.
Lucky for you, I haven't unpacked the knives yet.
All right. I admit that the seance was a cruel trick. But I did it all for you.
Oh, fine. You humiliated me for my benefit. Thank you.
No, I didn't count on humiliation. That was sort of a bonus.
I know. Those knives are here somewhere.
Hey, look. I know how you must have felt about Sparky. It's not easy to lose something you love. I know. I lost my whole world. But at some point, we just have to turn the page and move on. You know, I think what's really bugging you is that I'm onto something. I think I've hit a nerve.
Well, thank you very much for the speech. You can run along now. I'm sure you'll have no problem catching a cab.
I'll get that. You're busy being defensive.
You get down!
Oh!
You'll shut up!
Throw me a magazine!
No!
Or a flashlight!
Shh! Hi! Hi!
Hi, Dorothy!
Hi!
Happy Valentine's Day!
Oh, what's that?
Oh, don't worry. It's nothing romantic. You left your knives in the truck.
Oh, what good timing.
Well, I guess I'll be going.
Okay. Unless you'd like to come in for a minute.
What?
I just said, unless you'd like to come in for a minute.
What do you want moved?
Nothing. I just thought you might want to... come in for a minute.
Okay, but I don't have a stopwatch. You'll have to tell me when my minute is up.
Don't worry about it.
What's this? I don't remember bringing that one in.
Oh, that's an old fur. A ratty old fur. I'll probably leave it for Goodwill.
Look, I just want to say something, okay?
Shoot.
Good. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I've been a little distant.
Abrasive. Distant. I meant distant.
No, abrasive. You're right. I was abrasive.
Abrasive, yeah.
See, it's just that I'm having trouble letting go. You understand? I mean, my husband was my whole life. I'm beginning to realize that it's getting to be the time where I should turn the page.
Well, I'm a pretty good page turner if you ever need any help.
I just don't know where to start.
Well, we could eat.
All I have unpacked is soy sauce.
Great. I'll get the glasses. Or we could go to a restaurant.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. We could do that. Yeah. Listen, I really don't think I have much use for this anymore.
Would you like me to sell it for you?
No, I was hoping maybe you'd play it for me sometime.
I'd love to.
Goodbye and thanks. Superstition. I always say goodbye to an empty room. It's good luck.
Well, that's great, Mom. Congratulations. Okay, I will. We'll see you soon then. Bye-bye. Guess what? Mom went out with Whizzer.
No kidding.
He took her to the Club Lucerne. Now they're out bowling.
That's terrific. I wonder what made her change her mind.
Alf.
Alf?
I don't get it either. All she said was, tell Alf thanks.
You know, I haven't seen him around all night tonight, have you?
He's probably in the garage trying to contact Brian's goldfish.
Jack Rabbit Courier.
Ha ha ha.